And indeed, with better technology, we have been able to piece together our solar system better than we ever have done before. One such piece of technology is the New Horizons probe. After a decade-long journey, Earthlings have been able to see the dwarf planet Pluto in more detail than ever before. Previously, the most detailed images we had were just a few pixels across. Now, New Horizons has beamed back high-resolution images of the champagne-coloured planet and its iconic heart-shape featured. I urge you to go and take a look if you haven't already. But along with these beautiful images, an age-old debate has been ignited. Should Pluto be classed as a dwarf planet or a planet?
There is a simple yes-no answer as to whether Pluto is a planet. The trouble is, the no answer has upset a lot of people.
That's David Rothery, Professor of Planetary Science at the Open University. The reason it's difficult to say is not just because of the politics involved, but also because we seem to have an inordinate fondness for Pluto.
Pluto's an icy world. It's smaller than the big icy moons of Jupiter, just over 2,000 kilometres across. Its density is such that the inside must be rocky, but the outside is icy. Now, at the surface, there is some water ice sticking up, forming mountains, but most of the flat-lying regions of surface are other ices, nitrogen ice, methane ice, and carbon dioxide ice. And it takes 248 years to go around the sun, so it's got a very long year, very long seasons.
And of course, if I landed, I'd never make it past 1 year old, technically, in Pluto's definition either.
You'd be forever young on
forever
Pluto.
Forever young. How did Pluto become discovered, so to speak?
After the planet Uranus was discovered by accident and it had been tracked for a while, people realised that Uranus's orbit wasn't quite right. There must be something beyond Uranus perturbing its orbit. And they looked in the right place and found the planet Neptune. Now, after Neptune had been tracked for a while, people realised that its orbit seemed to be not quite right. And they thought there must be an unknown planet beyond Neptune. So they started looking. Percival Lowell started a big campaign, which outlasted his life. And a chap called Clyde Tombaugh got the job of photographing the bit of sky where this mysterious planet X ought to be. And eventually in 1930, he found it.
And hence Pluto was born. How was it named? I was about to call it she then. How was she named? How was Pluto named?
Well, the suggestion came from an English schoolgirl called Venetia Burney. I don't know the background of why she came up with the name, but it seems obvious with hindsight that all the planets are named after gods and goddesses from the Greco-Roman pantheon. We've got Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Pluto, the body in the dark, outer reaches, was given the name of the god of the underworld. It seems perfectly natural. And it was embraced all the more willingly because it meant that the abbreviation for Pluto would be PL, which are the initials of Percival Lowell, the guy who started the photographic survey campaign, which eventually led to Pluto being discovered.
Like me, you may have noticed that all these astronomers are American. I wondered whether this might have significance when trying to unpick why people were so upset when Pluto was declassified as a planet.
Well, other planets had been discovered by Europeans. Well, Pluto was the American planet. So I think now that Pluto has been declassified as a planet, Americans in particular feel aggrieved that their planet has been taken away from them.
How did this come about? Why was Pluto declassified?
Well, when Pluto was first found, it was the only thing beyond Neptune. But pretty soon it became clear that its orbit would come inside Neptune and that the estimated size of Pluto, we first of all thought it was something Earth size or Mars size, and it kept shrinking and shrinking and shrinking as we got better determinations until we realised it's even smaller than our moon. But the real killer for Pluto came in the 1990s when we began to discover other objects in similar orbits. So there's a whole swarm of objects out there in a region which we call the Kuiper Belt. It's the leftover remnants, we think, of when the planets were forming. So what we now have is Pluto as the largest of the objects in the Kuiper Belt.
But if Pluto isn't a planet, then what is it?
In my mind, Pluto is just a large Kuiper Belt object. But in 2006, when the IAU came up with this definition of what is a planet and therefore what isn't a planet. They inserted an extra category. They said something which hasn't cleared its orbit, we will call a dwarf planet if that object is sufficiently big that its mass is strong enough to pull the object into a round shape, into hydrostatic equilibrium.
It would seem there are some clear justifications as to why Pluto was declassified. But there's more to it than that. Pluto is just something that resonates in us. For me, I think of that orange cartoon dog with the floppy ears that David reminded me goes,
"Yeah, hey Pluto," is what Mickey Mouse used to say.
And I'm not the only one who has this inordinate fondness for our dwarf planet, Pluto. When I asked you on Facebook whether you thought Pluto should be a planet or not, 64% say no, it should stay a dwarf planet, but 37% thought otherwise. Mary argued,
"I like it as a planet, it suits the system."
And I have to agree, the rhyme I made up at school to remember the order of the planets doesn't really work as well. My very excitable monkey junior, smell Uncle Nathan's pants. Maybe it will just have to be smell Uncle Nathan. And Fran raised another interesting conundrum.
How about redefining planet to include Pluto?
Let's take Fran's comment first. What would be the main objection to redefining planet to include Pluto?
I think it would be very hard to construct such a definition except by adding a clause in to say, but by the way, we'll still count Pluto as a planet, because Pluto shares so many characteristics with lots and lots of other Kuiper Belt objects. Unless you say, on the basis of historical precedent, because we call Pluto a planet for 70 or 80 years, we'll keep Pluto as a planet, but we're not admitting any other bodies to the same category.
And I suppose one thing here that we haven't really talked about is that actually these missions like New Horizon and all of these things are actually publicly funded. So if that's what the public want, then why not?
Yeah, so it's the American public, American taxpayer funding the missions to Pluto. But of course, that doesn't give them ownership over the solar system. And that's why the international body, the IAU, is in my mind the appropriate body to adjudicate on this.
David has a point, and that was apparent on Facebook also. Ciudad asked,
"Is that really the question that bothers us? I think we should use our brain for something more concrete."
And Andrew argued,
"It doesn't matter in the slightest what you classify it as."
I think I agree with these two comments. Ultimately, it seems a game of semantics, and whether Pluto is really a planet or a dwarf planet, it doesn't really matter. Ultimately, it's something fun and interesting to study.
I certainly agree with that. Pluto is a superb place. There's so much there that's been discovered. Even if we found flocks of penguins dancing on the ice, that would not make it a planet on the IAU definition. Get on with it. It is what it is. I'm a planetary scientist, and I will happily study Pluto, however it's classified.
David Rothery from the Open University. You can, of course, tweet us at Naked Scientists or find us on Facebook if you have anything further to add. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Greg Jackson. This week, we're heading to the outer reaches of our solar system to see what the New Horizons probe has revealed about our favourite dwarf planet, Pluto.